הלכה ג' נר שבת ויין לקידוש נר קודם. If a person has the option of either buying candles for Shabbat or wine for Shabbat, so he has responsibility to buy the candle. He has a responsibility to buy the candle. Af al pi de kiddush doraita, even though kiddush is a mitzvat medoraita, it's a mitzvat aseh medoraita, it's min haTorah, it's a biblical obligation, and ner Shabbat is midrabanan. Nevertheless, yachol lekadesh min haTorah lepat. You can proceed to make kiddush on bread, meaning if a person does not have wine, or if their stomach is hurting them and they can't drink wine, so they can make kiddush on bread. ומדברי סופרים הוא צריך יין. And according to Rabbanan, they were the ones that decreed that you should use wine. לפיכך נר שבת קודם משום שלום ביתו. Therefore, yain and ner, you up to buy the ner first. Meaning you have a candle because it creates shalom bayit. So the whole the concept of kiddush is doraita, but the responsibility of doing kiddush with wine is midrabanan. Because min haTorah, you could do it with bread, just by verbalizing it. Miu, im yesh lo kedei liknot shemen l'ner echad. Let's say a person has just enough money to buy one oil candle, one candle, u'kedei yayin l'kiddush, and just enough money for wine. So he has just enough money for wine and one candle. Then what does he do? Aval en lo kedei liknot l'ner sheni, but he does not have enough money to buy the second candle. En levatel hayayin. You do not nullify the wine, meaning you do not push away the wine in this instance in order to buy the second candle. So what you would do is you would buy that wine that you need for kiddush, and then you would buy the one candle. Because according to the dry letter of the law, meaning according to the Ikar Adin, a person it suffices to use one candle. When a person does make kiddush with bread, what they would do is they would wash Netilat Yadayim first, say the Kiddush, and substitute for the Bracha Borei Pri HaGefen. They would say, HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz, put their hands on the bread the whole time, say the portion after that, and then take a piece and eat it. That's how they would make Kiddush on bread. Wash beforehand, and substitute the Bracha of HaGefen for HaMotzi, and eat it after they're done. Let's go now to Halakha Yudchet. Asur lishtamesh leor haner b'Shabbat. One is not permitted to use to the light of the candle on Shabbat. Now, when it refers to now, we have to see what it's referring to here. But you're not allowed to use the light of a candle on Shabbat. Kol davar shetzrich iyun harbe. Anything that you need a lot of effort to look at, meaning something that you have to delve into and you have to concentrate, you're not allowed to use the light for that. Kigon lefalot begadav or likrot besefer, to read a book. Afilu eno motze mepiv ma shekora. Even if you're not taking out the words, you're not verbalizing it, nevertheless, something that requires concentration, you're not allowed to use a candle and read by that light. Gzera shema yishkach v'yateaner. What's the gzera? The gzera is maybe he will forget that it's Shabbat and he will tilt the candle. Lekarev Hashem en laptila. And the oil will come closer to the wick, and thereby will give you more light. So that it lights very good. The candles that they had in those days, when he says ner here, he's referring to like a vessel that holds water and oil. Or just oil and a wick. So when you tilt it, when it starts to die down, you tilt it, it gives more oil to the wick, and then you get more light. So Chachamim were scared that if you read by the light of the candle, and then you have to concentrate, need more light, you're going to evidently come to tilt it. For example, we have this whole concept like by mukteh, things that have no connection to Shabbat. Let's take, for example, a remote control of a video or a TV or something to that extent, or a remote control of an air conditioner. So if you were to fiddle with it, meaning, if you could walk around with it and play with it, evidently, at some point, you would end up pressing the button and turning it on. Because It just would happen that way. You're playing with it, you're tossing it up and down. Eventually you would end up pressing the button. So in a similar vein, Chachamim said, if we let you read next to the light of the candle, then that would cause a situation where you will be concentrating in whatever it is that you're doing, and then you will come to Tov. The famous story in the Gemara about Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, I'm going to read, v'ani lo, an lo ateh. He said, I know what the reason is that Chachamim made a gzera not to read by the candle, because Shema Yateh. So he says, I know myself, I'm a big person, I'm going to read and I'm not going to tilt the oil. So it says really on Shabbat, he was reading, and there's a machloket in the Gemara. He was reading, but at one point, there's one version that says, he forgot himself for a moment, and he put out his hand to tilt the wick of the oil. So after Shabbat, he wrote himself a chiyuv. When the Beit HaMikdash is going to come, I have a chiyuv to bring a korban to the Beit HaMikdash. A korban chatat. There's another version that says that he didn't actually tilt it, he just reached his hand out to do it. And then he said to himself, look how wise the words of the Chachamim are. Meaning the Chachamim were able to delve into the depths of the person, and they knew that this is how he would react in the situation. So a person can't say, it's not going to happen to me. Chachamim knew if it's going to happen to you or not. V'yesh matirim b'ner shava or shel chelev. And there are those that permit when you have a candle made out of wax or chelev, hakaruch sviv ptila. This candle is around the wick. She'en derech latoto. Like the candles we have today. They go around the wick. And there are those that permit to have a candle and read by that candle. V'yesh oslim bam gam b'zeh. And there are those that say that this is asur as well. Gzera shemayim achet rosh haptila, sheyesh beze kibuy. Maybe you will come to play with the wick itself, and when it's burning, not just necessarily tilt it, but you will play with the wick itself. V'katvu achonim zal de'en limchot biyad ha-mekelim, and the achonim brought down that those who want to be lenient, they may, b'ner shava karuch sviv haptila. To be lenient in regards to a candle, it's a wax, like we have today, they may. They have who to rely on. Therefore, you can be lenient in this situation for tzorich mitzvah. Meaning, if you have a wax candle, a regular candle, let's say, and you want to learn by it, and it's a tzorich mitzvah, so you're permitted. And you cannot leave somebody to guard you that will protect you from touching the candle. The best thing to do is to leave somebody to guard you, to say, please, you be my shomer. If you see me reaching towards the candle, make sure to stop me. Aval im efshar lo laniach shomer, if you can't leave a shomer, somebody to watch over you, en lismoch la'atir afilu b'ner sheshava. You should not be lenient to read by one of these candles, even by wax or chelev or fat, hakaruch svi optira, when it's with a wick. So the best thing to do is to have a shomer in this situation. If you don't have a shomer, you don't have somebody to guard you, then you could read straight to it if it's a tzorich mitzvah. Veda. Sheyesh nerot chelev kruchin tzviv abtila, shena mase uman. Ve'elu tzuchin limchot tamid kozman delikatam. There are certain types of candles that are not professionally made, and you always have to play with the wick. The Ben Ish Chaim must be referring to a type of candles you always have to fix and adjust. U'kasher anachnu ro'im b'chush. As we see, hine be'elu en lahatir. When it comes to these candles, you cannot be lenient. V'chen nerot zchuchit shemanichim be'em mayim. So too, candles with glass that they put water inside. V'shemen al ha'mayim, and oil on the water. V'aptila doleket be'em tzaner, and the wick is lighting in the oil. Afagav de'elu lo sheyach be'em hataya. Even though in regards to these, it's not shayach to tilt. Meaning, the original decree of tilting was when they had a vessel and a wick coming out. And it was just oil. So when it would start to die down, you would tilt the vessel and more oil would go into the wick. But in our candles today, whether it's wax candles, or specifically what the Ben Ish Chai is talking about now, is where we put water and oil, you can't tilt it. It's not going to help it. It's just going to put it out. Even though in regards to these, it does not apply the concept of tilting it. There is the concept of fixing the wick. Even though we said you can rely on those opinions that are lenient. B'ner shava or chelev in a wax candle, hakaruch al ptila, the end derech limchot otam, because the way is not usually to play with the wick. When you cannot leave somebody to guard you. Im kol ze, nevertheless, yirei shamayim, one who has fear of heaven, im efshalo laniach ner sha'ava, niskar. If one could take this candle, betoch kli zechuchit, he should take this candle and put it inside a glass jar, sheyesh bo petach. This glass jar has an opening. V'soger ha-petach me'erev Shabbat. And you close the opening on Erev Shabbat b'man'ul, barzel, with a lock. V'yimsor ha-mafteach b'yadam acher. And you take this key and you give it to someone else. Or she'yisgor ha-petach b'kesher meshuneh. Or you tie it in a fashion where it's an odd type of knot. Yaseh kach. That's the best thing you should do. The Ben Ish Chai, even though he said, mikar adin it's mutar to use and learn by a light that's a candle, that's a regular candle made out of wax. Nevertheless, he said it's better to place it in a glass jar or something of that nature and make sure you can't get through it. In order to fulfill the gzirah of Chachamim without any safek. V'ayim b'machzik b'racha u'b'chikre lev mudra batra. V'ayim machzit ha-sheken, reish siman. So the Ben Ish Chai comes out at the end of the day that one is permitted to learn by a regular candle, even a candle that has water in it with oil, one that is just oil, and one of these vessels it's shayach to tilt, you cannot learn by it unless you leave yourself a shomer. The question arises today, what to do with the lights that we have today. You have a lamp, something to that extent. And also, there are lights that you could change the setting, meaning the knob, you push up and down, and it's like a dimmer type of light. Right? It's a type of light that you move the setting, and that easily could apply the same concept of a nail. Meaning, what was the whole problem of the oil? The oil, the problem was once you want to concentrate and you need more light, you're studying something, and you need more light, you're looking at something small, you might reach your hand to tilt the nail, the candle, the oil vessel, and then that would give you more light, and Chas V'Shalom, a person would transgress an Isur of Mevaer on Shabbat. So in a similar vein, when you have these dimmer lights, you're studying something, and the dimmer light's not set 100%, it's set, let's say it's set 50%, and you are concentrating, you might reach your hand and turn up the dimmer. The question is what to do with that. Chacham Avadia has a tshuva on this in Chelek Aleph in Yabia Omer, Siman Tet Zayin. And he brings as follows. He says that we do not have a right to create new gzerot. Meaning, we don't have a right to make new decrees. The decree that Chachamim made was on what? It was on oil and a kli that you might tilt. So even though we can understand that the similar concept applies, nevertheless, one cannot say that it's asur. Or you can't go ahead and say that doing this makes it a chilul Shabbat, or that Chachamim were gozer on this. One of his rayot, he has a lengthy tshuva, and one of his rayot is in Ilchot Tzitzit. He brings halacha as follows. A person, if he has tzitzit that are pasul, he should not walk with them in the Rishut HaRabim, in a public domain, because then you're carrying shelo letzorich. You have the strings of the tzitzit on your baguette, and let's say one of the corners is pasul. So all four corners are pasul, like we learned in Ilchot Tzitzit. It's all four corners have to be kasher. If one of the corners is pasul, the other three also don't have significance. So you're carrying strings that have no significance. You're not wearing them, you're carrying them. So in the Rishut HaRabim or in the Karmelit, then it would be a problem. The Gemara, and this is all brought in the Bet Yosef Siman Yud Gimel, brings down that if a person discovers in a Karmelit that his tzitzit are pasul, he can still walk with them. Why? It ends up that he's walking four amot carrying in a Karmelit, which is an Isur d'Rabbanan. How is he permitted to carry in that situation? He should have to take off the tzitzit at that point. So the Gemara says, Gedol kvod abriot. Because if we make you take off your tzitzit on Shabbat in the middle of the street, you're going to be embarrassed. And Chachamim didn't want you to be embarrassed in this situation, so they pushed away the Yisur Rabbanan of Carmelit. Therefore, you are allowed to keep wearing them. So the Bet Yosef points out, when is this so that you would be embarrassed? When in the days of Chachamim, that their clothes, they used to put the strings directly on their clothes, meaning they would wear like a jalabiyah. Or they would wear a garment that had four corners, and they would tie strings onto that garment. Today, and even the Bet Yosef brings down in his times, they didn't wear necessarily garments that were chayav and tzitzit. They took a garment, made four corners to it, and then put it on like we do today. So there's a difference between the days of Chachamim and today. Today, you wouldn't necessarily be embarrassed if you took off your tzitzit. You're still fully clothed. You just remove the tzitzit. What's the difference? What's the room to be mekel? What's the whole reason Chachamim were matil for you to walk in the Karmelit with tzitzit? Because in those times, it was your clothes. It was the actual clothes that you wore. Like we have a shirt, they wore a four-cornered garment with tzitzit. So to remove that, it would be embarrassing. So to push off an Isur Darbanan, Chachamim would push it off. Nevertheless, the Bet Yosef brings down already in his times that today we don't necessarily have four-cornered garments. We are mechayev ourselves. So what heter do we have? We're not going to be embarrassed. Nevertheless, he brings down in the Shulchan Aruch that a person does not remove it. Why? Says the Bet Yosef, because we do not have a right to make new gzerot Rabbanan. We cannot alter the gzerot of Chachamim. Chachamim said that in the Karmelit, you do not have to remove it because of Kvod HaBriyot. We don't change that. In order to change something of Chachamim, you need to have rabbis that are more in number and bigger in Torah knowledge. And that we don't have. So since you don't have that, even though we understand that the reason doesn't apply, you still have to keep to the din. So Chacham Avadia says the same thing in regards to the light, the dimmer light. You're right, I understand that it could be the same concept. But did Chachamim make a gzera on electric light? The answer is no, they did not. What did they make it on? They made it on oil. So since it varies from their gzera, we don't have a right to say that that would be asul. Chacham Avadia does bring down that it would be a good idea to put a piece of paper with the word Shabbat on it and cover it, just because practically speaking, you don't want to be mechalel Shabbat. But to say that that's included in the gzera, and thereby you would be asul to read by a light that's a dimmer, that we don't have a right to do, Chacham Avadia brings down. Similar, when I was growing up, my father always used to bring this mashal. When somebody's going to shoot arrows, an archer, and he points the arrow to a certain point, and he's 2-3 blocks away, and he deviates just a little bit. You deviate just a little bit. Just you moved over a millimeter. Not even more. By the time it gets to the point, which is a block or two away, it's not going to be a millimeter away. It's going to be endless. It's going to be bechlal. It's not going to be shayach. It's not going to even be in the direction. The same thing with the Torah. We don't have a right to deviate or change from what we think is best. We have to do what the Torah says. What does the Torah say? The Torah says mutar. The Torah says asur. Just like on Yom Kippur, we say a vidui. Asher hitarta asarti, asher asarta hitarti. What you have made asur, I have made mutar. We also say another vidui. What you have made mutar, I have made asur. Because again, that's deviating. We have to stick to what the Torah says. In fact, there's a halakha when it comes to modim of Shmona Esrei. A person is not allowed to bow more than the appointed times of when you're supposed to bow. You cannot go ahead and bow every single time. Why is this so? You would think, I want to bow in front of the Almighty. One of the reasons that's brought down halakha is because you're causing a breach in halakha. You're causing a situation where people could do whatever they want with the Torah. And you get to a situation today where it's hefker. People do whatever they want. They change the Torah, they make up their own laws, and they come in the name of the Torah with the flag of the Torah. And it's totally changed. So in the similar vein, Chacham Avadia brings down in Shut Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph. Let's go on now to Halakha Yutet. This that our sages have made forbidden to read to the light, even if the oil candle is a few floors high, meaning it's very high up in the ceiling, even though you can't reach it, this is also forbidden, because they have not differentiated between the gzera. Delo plug rabbanan begzeratan. When chachamim were gozer, they did not differentiate in between their gzera. V'im shnayim koreim binyan echad. Let's say there are two people reading at once, beyachad, together, besefer echad mutar. Two people reading from one book is permitted to read by this candle, this oil candle. Why is that so? Because they will remind each other. If one guy reaches his hand to tilt the oil, the other person sitting next to him is going to remind him. Aval im kol echad tofes sefer b'fnei atzmo, but if every person is reading his own book, af al pi shekorin b'inyan echad, even though they're reading, let's say, one topic or together, asu, it's forbidden. The kol echad tarud le'ayem b'sifro, each individual is busy looking at his book, ve'eno margish b'maaseh chaviro, and he doesn't feel, he's not aware of what his friend's doing. Im yavola tot kedesh imaneu, if a friend will come to tilt the oil in order to stop him. So if two people are reading from one of these candles, if they're using the same book, it's mutar. If they're using separate books, it's asur. V'yesh mekelim bekorim binyan echad, and there are those that are lenient when they're reading the same topic. Afilim kol echad tofes sefer b'fnei atzmo, even if everyone is holding his own book. V'yesh lismoch hazeh b'sh'at hadchak, and you can rely on this in a pressed situation. Ki ledina, because according to the halacha, the dry letter of the law, ha'ikar kesvara rishona. Dosrim gam b'zeh. Because according to the dry letter of the law, the svara is to make this asur. Nevertheless, if you want to be makel in this press situation, you may. V'im echad kore le'or haner, if one is reading by the candle, u'maniach etzlo shomer, you leave somebody to guard you. Shomer lo, ten da'atcha alai shelo ateh. Please pay attention that I will not tilt this candle. Harei ze mutar lekuli alma. He's permitted in every situation. The shomer does not have to be this designated person wearing a security jacket. Any person in the household, your wife is included, may stand there and just keep an eye on you that you don't tilt this oil. Halacha chaf, kriya she'adam ragil ba harbe. There is a type of reading or learning that a person is used to and is very acquainted with. Kegon, for example, mizmorei teilim, la'adam ragil behem, teilim for somebody that's used to them. V'chol sheken mizmorei Shabbat, and also songs of Shabbat. V'chen kriya shekorin kodem kiddush, the reading that you do before kiddush. Shurgal ba b'chol el Shabbat, that you're used to reading every Friday night. V'chen arba prakim, and the four prakim shel Mishnah de Shabbat. The Arishonim, the four prakim of Mishnah that we're all used to reading on Friday night. Le'omram al shulchan b'chol el Shabbat, the Menish Chai says. Ve'eno tzarich b'chol elu la'ayem b'sefer. You don't have to know. You don't need a book. You know the first four prakim of Mishnah of Shabbat Bar Peh. Everybody knows this. El Roshe prakim. You only have to look at a word here and there. Harei ze mutar likrot levado l'or haner. You're allowed to read by yourself by this candle, this oil candle, because you're not going to come to tilt, because even if you don't see a word, you're going to know it Bar Peh. Kevan de'no tzrich la'ayen bahem kol kach. You don't have to really delve into this. Everybody knows Mishnah of Shabbat Bar Peh. L'or haner. She'i yafe kedei she'ateh. Even a light, it's still enough for you. V'chen ha'agada b'lel Pesach, so too the Agada on the Pesach shechal b'Shabbat teragil ba ushgura b'fiv, that you know the Agada b'har peh, mutar likrot, you're allowed to read by this candle. Now this is assuming obviously that you know these things b'har peh. If you're not acquainted with the Agada and you have trouble with it, then this leniency does not apply. V'adin l'shir hashirim l'mi shechagil behem, and so to shir hashirim for those who know it bar peh. V'chen tefila sheshachrit shu said the korbanot, and the prayer of shachrit u'mizmorim deragil behem, mutar likol l'or haner levado bli shomer. You're allowed to read by this candle without someone watching over you. U'ma sheitir agon yabet b'shmonasar prakim mishnah l'argil behem, and the yabet was matir for 18 prakim that you know bar peh. Lo mudin ala b'zeh, I do not necessarily agree with him on this point. Halacha chaf aleph, kelim hadomim ze laze, utensils that are similar one to the other. Vetzarich iyun rav, you need to concentrate on them. Lafchin ben ze laze, to differentiate between one and the other. Asur levodkan leor haner, you're not allowed to check them by this light. Aval mistakelu b'ma shebakos u'bakara, you're allowed to look inside the cup and the plate l'or haner, sheitiru lo mipnei nikiut mipnei sakana, you're allowed to look into the plate to make sure everything's okay, or into the jar, because of Chachamim were scared that if you did not necessarily check your food, you don't know exactly what you're eating. V'chen kol kaitze b'zeh. Everything in that situation, that sakana, would be mutar. Ukli mar'eh ha-sha'ot. And a vessel that shows times, otherwise known as a watch. Im ha-reshimot shel ha-sha'ot, if the times, v'adakim, and the minutes, k'tanim me'od, they're very small, she'tzirich lehem iyun rav la'akiram. You have to really concentrate in order to see what this watch says. Asur lirotam le'or ha-ner. You cannot look at them when it comes to this oil candle that we were referring to this whole time. So it all depends on the person. It all depends on the person, where he's holding it. If it's something that you're comfortable looking at, then you could look at it. Even if it normally for other people would take concentration. But the big numbers, it's permitted. And tzitziot that are very, very intertwined. And you need a lot, you have to concentrate in order to separate them. You're not allowed to separate them. But those that are not intertwined is permitted to separate on Shabbat. So Ben Yishai is saying that your tzitzit, you can look at by this candlelight if they're not immensely intertwined and separate them. An interesting point in this halakha is when we were learning halachot of tzitzit, we were saying in Breshit, halakha gimel, in Shana Aleph, if you turn back to that, you see that there's a stira between the Ben Yishai. In the Breshit, in the Halakha Gimel, he was saying that one cannot necessarily separate the tzitzit on Shabbat. And here we see explicitly that the Ben Yishai says you can separate the tzitzit on Shabbat. The only problem is the candlelight. And like we mentioned, when we were learning it then, the Chacham Avadia is matir to untangle the tzitzit on Shabbat, so long as it's not a brand new pair of tzitzit, because then you get involved with the whole concept of Makebe Patish. But to end off on a nice note, before we finish off Adlakat Nerot, I would like to bring in a certain ma'amar by Rav Chaim Falaji. Rav Chaim Falaji brings down that when on the first Shabbat of creation, he brings this down in his book called Nefesh HaChaim. On the first Shabbat of creation, it was 24 hours of light. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that it was 24 hours of light. So Chaim Falaji says, why was it necessary to make it that there was 24 hours of light on the first Shabbat? So he says that when the Nachash, the snake, was jealous of Adam HaRishon, he put like a certain poison into him, into Chava and Adam HaRishon, and into Adam HaRishon entered 24 forms of Tum'ah. 24 forms of Tumah. He brings down the Zohar, and he brings down that 24 forms of Tumah entered into Adam HaRishon. When Adam HaRishon did Tshuva, so he transformed his whole being. Adam HaRishon transformed his whole being. And in a similar vein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu transformed all of Shabbat. Meaning he made it that the whole Shabbat became one big day. Became 24 hours of day. But we see here, the Nefesh HaChaim brings down the concept and the koach of Shabbat. That Shabbat itself has a tremendous koach to erase sins. In fact, it says, it's brought down in the Zohar as well, that those who keep Shabbat, even if Chas V'Shalom, they are deserving of punishment in the heavens, but when it comes to the day of Shabbat, they're acquitted. And it gets cleaned off their slate. Meaning that when the time of Shabbat comes by, they do not have any point in punishment. They do not suffer any punishment. Why is this so? Because Shabbat has this power to protect. And in general, we said that Shabbat has this power to erase avonot as well. Why is this so? Because Shabbat, when a person keeps Shabbat, it's not an easy test. Especially for people, let's say, who are working in the business world. And their main day is Shabbat. I heard of a case of a person who just became religious. A young guy, who his business, his job, but his profession, he has like a club. And needless to say, the most busy time that they have in the clubs is not Motzei Yom Kippur. The most busy time is Friday night. So this was his process in becoming religious. His process in becoming religious is that he put as a goal to himself to change the night from Friday night to Monday night. And he did. And he created like a revolution in his community and in his town. That now, instead of going Friday night turned into Bet Knesset night, and Monday night turns into not Bet Knesset night. But it's a step. It's a step. It's a difficult test. It's a difficult test. It's not something that's pashut. Why? Because a person has to, sometimes it comes into direct conflict with the way a person is living his life. And Shabbat sometimes tests you. Do you really believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world? Are you really willing to sacrifice for it? Or is it all just talk? When you're able to close your business, when you're able to change your lifestyle, plan your trips around it, how difficult is it to plan a trip around Shabbat sometimes? You have to make sure you have a Bet Knesset, you have to make sure you have kosher food, you have to make sure you're able to find a place to be with your family on Shabbat. Why is this so? It alters you. So in that sense as well, a person who's adhering to Shabbat, also that's why we can understand it's mechaper avanot, it's a certain, so to speak, sacrifice that one has towards the Almighty.